This is the evening update on 88.5 KCSN. I'm Natasha Arango with complete coverage of the day's events in the San Fernando Valley and Los Angeles County. In our report tonight, the UCLA Anderson Economic Forecast predicts a recovery in the construction industry. 62% of Americans say it is more important for the federal government to investigate terrorism threats than for their own personal privacy to be protected. Huge budget cuts will lead to 7 courthouses closing in the Los Angeles County and the loss of hundreds of jobs. Customers who rent tires often pay double or triple the cost of buying, and many face aggressive repossession policies. Solar-generated power in California has reached a record level. In Southern California, weather clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s to mid-60s. Sunny tomorrow with highs in the lower to mid-80s. A new UCLA economic forecast says California's employment and income growth continues to rise. UCLA Anderson Forecast senior economist Jerry Nicholsberg says the state's employment growth has been in the nation's top 10. A renewed demand for housing has led to increased growth in the construction sector, mostly in coastal markets, including Silicon Valley. However, contractors say they are struggling to find skilled construction workers to fill jobs. Senior economist of UCLA Anderson Forecast David Shulman believes construction businesses will overcome the employment challenges in the coming years.
We think housing is recovering. Capital spending by businesses will be picking up by then, especially in the area of business construction. And housing will be very strong.
The forecast has called for total employment growth of the 2.6% in the state with 2.1% in 2014. Unemployment levels are predicted to drop nearly 9.1% for the remainder of this year. However, UCLA Anderson Forecast Director Ed Lehmer says the growth is far below what can be considered an economic recovery. He predicts the GDP will increase up to 3% in growth by 2015. A new government report finds many checking account customers are accumulating hundreds of dollars in overdraft fees every year. Overdraft fees occur when a customer overdraws their checking account by making a purchase with their debit card, and the bank covers the transaction instead of denying it. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau estimates overdraft and non-sufficient fund fees make up 60% of consumer checking account revenue. The average amount spent on these fees can be between $147 and $300 depending on the bank. Senior financial analyst from bankrate.com, Greg McBride, says customers use other alternatives in order to protect their bank account from incurring overdraft fees.
Somebody who does not have overdraft, they're having payments refused that would have otherwise overdrawn the account, or they're having another system as their backup, but ideally a link to their savings account.
Each bank has their own overdraft policy, including limiting the number of overdraft fees a customer can incur in one day. While some banks won't charge fees if an account was overdrawn by less than $5. A ruling from the Federal Reserve says banks are required to automatically opt customers out of overdraft protection unless they voluntarily opt into the program. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says they are assessing the costs and risks that overdraft services pose to consumers and are determining the next step. A battle over new condominiums is heating up in Redondo Beach. A developer says that there's a 6-unit project at 1000, the Esplanade. Opponents claim the building will impair the picturesque views of the Pacific Ocean. Dean Francois is with a group called Save Our Strand. Their goal is to prevent overdevelopment. If approved, the project would replace a pre-World War II 8-unit apartment building with a modern luxury condominium. The new construction would comply with Redondo Beach's height restrictions and setbacks. Redondo Beach has never adopted an ocean view ordinance. The fight between Save Our Strand and the developer will likely hinge over the interpretation of the California Coastal Act. Fountain Glen, a 20-unit apartment complex in Sherman Oaks, has sold for $4.5 million this month. The nearly 18,000-square-foot complex has attracted more than 20 offers. Marcus and Millichap real estate agents Paul Darrow and Ronald Harris represented both the buyer and the seller. Darrow says the location of the apartment played a major role in the quick sale of both buildings, including Matilaha property across the street from the Fountain Glen. He says the one common ground between both investors was their strong desire to acquire extremely well-located real estate. Nearly 60% of Americans say the National Security Agency's program tracking the telephone records of millions of Americans is an acceptable way for the government to investigate terrorism. 40% oppose a telephone tracking system and say it is an intrusion of personal privacy. Director of the Pew Research Center for People and the Press, Michael Dimmick, says a majority of Americans are willing to allow the government to monitor tracking their phones and online searches to prevent terrorist threats.
The main takeaway is that the American public seems to be willing to give the government a fair amount of leeway in terms of privacy and tracking records and phone and online if it's in the interest of pursuing terrorism.
A recent survey by the Pew Research Center and the Washington Post found that there were no indications of revelations of the government's collection of phone records that may have altered public views about the investigations of possible terrorism. The survey finds that while there are apparent different reasons that the NSA surveillance programs under the Bush and Obama administrations, the overall public reactions to both incidents are similar. A projected $85 million budget cut for the fiscal year forces the closure of at least 7 regional courthouses and the elimination of 500 jobs this month. Presiding Judge David Wesley says Los Angeles has the state's largest court system with about 4,400 employees and an annual budget last year of $734 million. Many case types under Wesley's cost-cutting plan, including small claims and personal injury lawsuits, have been merged to hub courts. Officials say the court cuts are not only inconvenient for litigants, but are also costing them more money. California Chief Justice Tani Cantil Sakuno says courts statewide need to impose higher filing fees and higher fines to make up for some of the costs. The first filing fee for a general civil case has increased from $320 to $435 in 2008. Divorce filings have also increased by more than 35%. Wesley says the civil courts have been affected the most because criminal courts are more routine and important to ensure public safety. Glendale will be able to hire 15 new firefighters. The plan is to start accepting applications in August. The hiring push comes from a protracted recession, citywide budget cuts, and operational changes in the fire department. It is likely that there could be up to 4,000 applications. A written exam will occur in September, and the 15 recruits will begin a 14-week academy in mid-March 2014. A growing number of people are renting, not buying tires when they need new rubber for their vehicles. The cost of rubber has significantly increased, and tire rental businesses are providing credit to consumers who are unable to get a loan elsewhere. Economic factors have contributed to the growth of tire rentals. University of Houston's law professor Jim Hawkins says renting tires provides an advantage to consumers.
On the one hand, we say that it puts people at risk if we have them rent something like tires that are a necessity. But on the other hand, if that's their only option, taking it away doesn't make a ton of sense either.
With more people shut out of traditional financing, the rent-to-own industry has prospered. Payments are as low as $14 per week, and businesses like rent-to-own are becoming a booming industry. Customers are required to pay huge premiums for the tires. Rising costs for rubber and petroleum used to manufacture tires have increased the average price. The standard price of a tire in the U.S. increased to about 60% last year from 2006. California ISO officials announced solar generation levels have reached a record level of 2,071 megawatts. Southern California's largest electric generating station is broken and scheduled for removal, according to officials. California is the largest producer of solar power in the nation, with total statewide electric demand of 36,000 megawatts last week. Spokesperson for Cal ISO, Stephen Greenlee, says the new solar facilities will help the state.
We just have more solar generation plants that are now operating, and that is because more developers are building these solar facilities to help the state meet its renewables portfolio standard.
Many regulators predict very limited supplies of electricity for California this summer. Officials say natural gas-powered generators are expected to fill needed electricity. Cal-ISO officials say Southern Orange County and San Diego County had relied on the San Onofre nuclear power as well. State officials say that they are drafting emergency plans to avoid any future system malfunctions. A new study shows young adult women are less likely to use tanning lotions if the product prevents results of a perfect tan. The study conducted at Baylor University confirmed that targeting appearance-conscious consumers will succeed as long as the quality of the tan is promising. Research shows young women between the ages of 19 to 22 are not concerned with wrinkles, premature aging, or skin cancer and less personally affected. Assistant professor at Baylor's College of Arts and Sciences, Jay Yu, says the products will protect the skin from health risks and consumers will still receive the tan they expect.
Those who really would like to achieve a tan, it is a hope that, those who actually use those products are not as much as exposed in terms of accomplishing a tan appearance.
Sunless tanning products became better known as public awareness about skin cancer increased and the amount of sun exposure and tanning beds decreased. Assistant Professor Yu believes tanning products should be idealized as a lifestyle choice by framing them as a fashion phenomenon and a social activity rather than using them indoors. Melanoma patients have a new 1-2 punch on their side in the battle against the deadliest form of skin cancer. CNN's Tommy Andres reports that a new drug specifically targets a mutated gene.
In clinical trials, nearly 90% of patients benefited from the new targeting drug called vemurafenib, 9 times the rate of standard chemotherapy. A second study showed that Yervoy, a drug that boosts a patient's immune system, helped keep sufferers alive longer. Dr. Lynn Schuchter, head of the Melanoma Center at the University of Pennsylvania, says the pharmaceutical companies are working together to create a combined treatment with the two drugs.
It's clear by the science of cancer that it really requires these partnerships for us to see greater success.
Tommy Andres, CNN.
A study finds that future job prospects make college loans worthwhile. The Public Policy Institute of California says average loan debts are relatively low in comparison with the average economic returns to earning a college degree. A typical California worker with only a high school diploma can expect to earn about $1 million over a 40-year work life. That compares to $1.9 million for someone with a bachelor's degree. The average annual loan for a Cal State or UC student in 2010 was about $5,200. Most small businesses back laws to protect LGBT workers. More than two-thirds believe federal and state laws should prohibit employment discrimination against gay and transgender people. 21 states and the District of Columbia have passed laws against employment discrimination based on sexual orientation. 6 in 10 small business owners said these laws can improve their revenues because they will be able to attract the best and brightest employees. Farmers Insurance Group will be moving its headquarters to the San Fernando Valley. The company has been a fixture on Wilshire Boulevard since the 1930s. That building will be sold, and the 1,400 workers will relocate to Farmers Warner Center offices on Owens Mouth Avenue in Canoga Park. The insurance company has signed a lease through 2027 for the 274,000 square feet location. In Southern California weather, clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s to mid 60s. Sunny tomorrow with highs in the lower to mid 80s. I'm Natasha Arango, KCSN News. Listen each weeknight at 5 p.m. for the KCSN Evening Update from the award-winning Cal State Northridge Journalism Department.